coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
So the new kind of slang for charismatic is Riz.
Right.
Right. So he is risen. The Lord is charismatic.
The Lord is Riz. He is Riz indeed.
He's charismatic.
Wow. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that makes no mistakes. And every week we choose a popular saying and take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic once while interesting, if we're lucky, dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I am Skitty. I love how every so often our producer just gets caught up doing her thing.
Yeah, right, like, now. I know. I'm going to get my errands done while we're recording. Did you hear the scotch tape being pulled across?
Yeah, so she's a professional, like...
Scotch taper.
Paper shredder.
That's correct.
Like, beautiful. That's beautiful work and great lines.
Yes.
I don't know if she's reassembling some of her work.
She has headphones on, but watch this. Like, sure. Are you listening to us? Leyland?
There she is.
Maybe.
Hey.
She might be listening to
that's
us.
That's all good. It's all good.
I think she's it's studio headphones, but for sure she's listening to some other podcast.
That's good. That's awesome.
She's listening to stuff you should know right now.
She's getting Ben Shapiro. Zach Shepard. Daily Wire. Perfect. Well, you know, I was thinking about all the things that you have wrong with you.
What?
You know, you're clear and obvious, like the
ailments. You spent a lot of time thinking about this?
And the things that are like... You know, like the obvious, like right in front, like kind of like things that are problematic.
Are you looking at the monitor? Were you watching Family Guy before we came in here?
I wasn't. I've not watched it. I've seen hundreds of shorts as they've come through. Now,
like, I own hundreds of shorts.
That's beautiful. You should go to the thrift store and give some of them back.
Sorry, go back to insulting me.
And one thing I really appreciate is like no matter how things terrible, like the life that you experience sometimes,
okay,
is that you're always upbeat. You're a jovial person. You're like, you're just happy-go-lucky.
Now,
and I really love that about you.
I can take this as a compliment.
Yeah, that's how I meant it.
Because I think I generally am upbeat.
Yeah. Like, despite all the things that are clearly wrong.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
keep it pouring it on. I'm picking up on what you're throwing down. Obviously, you're bringing up my high level of joviality. Is that a word?
Yeah. You just ooze it.
Because of today's idiom. Today's idiom is going to be introduced to you sans video.
Okay.
Because this was a difficult idiom to find.
I did not know what
references
was happening today.
So we'll explain that in a second. So I didn't find any pop culture video clips. I did, however, find a song. So I'm going to start with a song. This song, I kid you not, it's from 1937. And
here we go.
Because I'm as happy as a sandboy with a castle made of sand. I'm as happy as a sandboy.
That's crazy that you actually found
there
something.
There is a song called
I'm impressed.
Happy as a sandboy. And that's today's idiom. A very lesser known, at least in this part of the
never
world.
Never heard of it.
Happy as a sandboy.
I hope you didn't prepare three things for me to guess today.
I did.
Okay, I had to look it up.
Oh, you did look it up?
I had to. I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about.
Because it was so obscure, I'm like, you know, we haven't played that game in a long time. I'll give them three choices. Okay, let's play with the audience. Three choices out there. We'll leave it hanging until we get into origins.
I have very little to talk about outside of the happy as a...
Sure.
And then insert.
So happy as a sandboy means somebody who is extremely happy. Extremely jovial, like could not be happier, ecstatic, if you will.
Yes.
So that's the definition of happy as a sandboy. Here's your legitimate children out there. Here are your three choices as to where did this idiom come from.
Let's get this going early.
This is the home game. Does happy as a sandboy come from a boy growing up in a wealthy family? Does happy as a sandboy come from clams and oysters habitat? Does happy as a sandboy come from pubs and theaters?
I've got my answer.
We'll give them a 10 count. What made you look it up? Just because it was so...
I didn't know. I have a clue. I'm like...
Didn't even know where to go.
I don't know where to start or add to the conversation.
Well,
so like, as soon as I started looking it up, and then I don't know, we can... I can't speak until we give our village children a chance to chime off. Do they think, one, it's related to...
Childhood boy growing up in a wealthy family.
Okay. Two, related to...
Clams and oysters,
the habitat of clams. Or three...
Pubs and theaters. Yeah. So,
illegitimate children, chime in. Tell us what you think.
Let's get into origins then. We might as well right away.
Set some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
There's no drums in there. There's no drums.
Wow. I love your brain.
It's jovial.
It's jovial. You were just a happy person. You were just air drumming, doing your own thing.
You gotta enjoy life. You gotta enjoy the podcast, no matter how sucky they are.
I have seen, because you've been cruising around the community topless this last little while, and it's very noticeable. As a neighbor, yep. It's very noticeable. The no wind roof on, no roof on the Jeep has been
March.
Middle of March. You must just
I think that's a first.
You're living your best life.
Yeah, it's been great.
I'm glad for you because I can feel the happiness that must flow out of you every time you jump in that topless Jeep and just the sun beating down on you.
Happy as a sandboy, I'll tell you that right now.
You better not be happy as a sandboy.
All right. So I hope you guessed, you shouted out your answer. Everybody, dang you especially. I hope you're shouting it out. Don't wake up Bowen. Bowen? I hope I got that right. But let's get into the origins of happy as a sandboy and why it means. So I'm going to give you sort of what is considered the official origin story. And then I'm going to give you, there was a lot of opinions of people disagreeing with the official. So obviously this is a British or UK English idiom. All of our listeners are probably more familiar with things like happy as a clam, which is why I threw that in as
happy
potential.
As a clam.
Australian version would be happy as a Larry.
Happy as a Larry. Got those.
Have you actually heard that one before?
No,
I haven't heard that
one. It's been off my list.
Happy as a lark. Happy as a dog with two tails.
No.
As a pig in
mud.
Yep. Mud.
Yep.
Those would be more common to us. The word sandboy brings to mind images of a child playing on the beach, making sandcastles and the like. Which is why I mentioned a wealthy child growing up on the beach. So we've eliminated clams and wealthy kid. In fact, Sandboy was the name of someone who delivered sand to public houses and theaters and homes in the 18th and 19th century. Children were used in that trade, but even most Sandboys actually were adults.
Yeah, I found this whole thing fascinating.
Yeah, so Sandboys were men or boys, but mostly men who delivered sand to theaters and to pubs. And basically, boy is a term used frequently for kind of low status male workers, especially back then. Maybe not so much anymore. Like tea boy, barrel boy, house boy.
I'm the water boy.
Water boy. The use that the sand was put to was like a crude floor covering. You know, you might throw sawdust on a spill.
Yeah. So it got me thinking about. Do you remember when we were in the States? There was that restaurant where you could chew off like the peanut shells and then just throw the peanut shells directly on the ground.
Yeah.
So the whole floor is covered in peanut shells.
Yeah.
It was used.
And the other side of the room is covered in EpiPen, discarded EpiPens.
Like, don't come in here if you have a peanut allergy.
Yeah. So these sandboys would deliver sand to pubs to kind of sop up.
The spilled
whatever. And so the earliest printed citation. More than just spills. So the use of the sand was put as predating sawdust for this. It's on record that it was also used and known as a spit and sawdust establishments. So sand went on the floor or sawdust went on the floor of spit and sawdust establishments, meaning you're allowed to spit in there.
Crazy.
Like there was an era where you spitting could spit indoors was not that rude.
It's so foul. Because
it's just sand.
It's just sand
on the floor anyway. They're going to sop it up. They're going to mop it up. So the earliest printed citation of the phrase that I could find anyway was from Pierce Egan's Real Life in London in 1821, and it says this: appeared to be as happy as a sandboy, who had unexpectedly met with good luck in disposing of his hampers full of the above household commodity. Also, Charles Dickens made a reference to the variant form of the phrase as jolly as a sandboy in his 1840 novel, The Old Curiosity Shop, in which the inn, the Jolly Sandboys, the inn is called the Jolly Sandboys. So he kind of gives a nod, but
I could just see a bunch of happy cowboys coming in, just spitting and spilling drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dickens describes the place like this. Here's the quote. The Jolly Sandboys was a small roadside inn of pretty ancient date with a sign representing three sandboys increasing their jollity.
Woo!
I said joviality. Jollity. With jollity as many, sounds made with up. As many jugs of ale. So, that's sort of the definition. A sandboy is someone who delivers sand. Why the word happy, you say? Well, unofficially, these are other people's comments. Pubs used to spread it on floor to pick up, the sand was delivered by sandboys. Hauling sand was thirsty work.
Hmm.
And they were partly paid in drink. This kept them merry. Because you're stopping in at pubs and theaters with your sand. It was like you're sweating carrying these sand buckets
you're
in
the saloon and, there's...
and there's the saloon, the bartender, like, here, have one on us.
You're...
And so... theory is that these sandboys would often get a little sloshed from the free beer at each of the establishments.
I hope you're not happy as a sandboy out while you're driving.
Oh, got it.
You could see all these happy people in a place. So they're getting paid, but with a little bit of booze. And there's these happy cowboys living their lives. And it's just a little party establishment. And in terms of the happy sandboy, there is another word for a happy cowboy, which is a jolly rancher.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's the place is filled with drunk sand deliverers and candy.
And jolly ranchers.
Beautiful.
Here's another one. We got time for another one. This is, again, an unofficial description, but it's got so much detail. I'm like, maybe there's some truth to this. As happy as a sandboy is an expression which implies blissful contentment. We've already got that. This person says, I believe that the saying is truly Bristolian, that'd be Bristol, in origin. On Bathurst Basin in the city center is a long-established Ostrich Inn. The inn is immediately adjacent to the Redcliffe Caves, which in their day were a prime source of sand. Past landlords of the inn used to send little boys, i.e. sandboys, into the caves to collect sand to spread on the floor of the inn to soak up the beer and the ale droppings. Ale droppings. Is that really how you say that?
When your ale's not trained.
Yeah, before your ale's trained, you gotta pick up the ale droppings. Much like butchers used to put sawdust on the floor of their shops, the sandboys were paid for their efforts in beer, and they were indeed happy. So this story has children going into a cave to dig up sand and then being paid in beer. But like the specifics sounds of like the ostrich inn and the location, the geography. Another version, last version I have here is the version that states that sandboys were brought in to sweep up the soiled sand. And whatever loose change they found in that sand made them happy. That's why you'd be happy as a sandboy, because there's always loose change.
It sounds like really a rolling of the dice to hopefully find loose change while you're digging out like yards of sand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's okay. You didn't find any? Here's a beer.
Exactly. Last one. And this one actually predates some of the others in writing, but it's not exactly right. But anyway, sandboy was a boy selling the sand for sale. It seems that the earliest use of the word is in The Rider and Sandboy, actual title, a tale or a poem written by Mr. Myler and published in Harvest Home in 1805. And it goes, or the one line says, a poor shoeless urchin, half-starved and suntanned, went by the inn window crying, buy my fine sand. But it's called The Rider and the Sandboy. So, I don't know. There's something. Sandboy was a real thing, apparently.
It seems legit.
Yeah.
You know what else I was thinking about you?
I don't.
Because coming off of this Easter weekend, I was thinking about how, and you'll catch some of the parallels, how charismatic you are. You're a charismatic person.
Okay.
And so you're like out there doing your thing. People love you. Upbeat all the time.
Yeah.
Other people that I put on the charismatic list, is the Lord himself.
Okay.
Charismatic.
I thought you were going to say Peter Popoff or something like that.
Why?
Charismatic. Crazy charismatic. You think
Peter Popoff is charismatic?
In the world
he's like the Tammy Faye of men.
Yeah, but you're using charismatic as a descriptive word. I was thinking of charismatics like a genre of Christianity.
Oh, I see. No, charismatic. The Lord is a charismatic person.
Okay,
so now follow this train of thought. So the new word,
or, and the Lord, you're referring to Jesus?
To Jesus. Okay. And so, and follow this along. So the new kind of slang for charismatic is riz.
Right.
Right. So he is risen. That the Lord is charismatic.
The Lord is riz. He is riz indeed.
He's charismatic.
Wow.
He is risen. I'm telling you, man, we're on to something here.
Is there not a He is Riz t-shirt out there yet? I'm not close enough to the mic. I'm making a He is Riz shirt.
So he's charismatic.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's got to. So I don't think people will. If you just go He is risen.
He is Riz.
Yeah. So he is Riz, but you can be risen.
Or He is Riz indeed.
Okay. So risen is an actual part of it.
Yeah.
Like, so he is risen. He is risen is a thing. But because charismatic Jesus, he is risen.
That's great.
Like, I don't know if people would make the jump.
You might have to go, he is Riz, R-I-Z hyphen.
So it's, well, charisma. It's the Riz from charisma.
Yeah, but do they spell it R-I-Z?
R-I-Z-Z.
Two Z's.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he is risen. I know. There's something here.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like that should be out there because Jesus is charismatic. He is risen.
He is risen. So R-I-Z-Z-E-N?
I-N. E-N, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, there's something there.
There is. That's happening. I'll be in a shirt.
There's a shirt on the way.
Yeah, there's a shirt on the way.
Something to enjoy for Easter.
You know, when you're kind of making fun about the sand boys sweeping up the sand, finding loose change, I have this memory of as a child going into a pub. My next door neighbors owned a bar. And
this is weird. And I know you had a very dry, like you were a non-boozy person.
Totally. Grew up in a very, straight-laced, conservative Christian home, no alcohol in the house.
So to hear that you're
not
at a pub.
Not particularly like legalistic or anything, but that's the way we grew up. And our next door neighbors owned a bar. And this one time, they said they came and talked to, well, first of all, they just invited me and my sisters, and they said, hey, Sunday morning, we usually take up all the neighborhood kids and we have to go in and clean the pub, and Sunday's a good day to do that, but we usually invite all the kids and you can rifle through the cushions, there's always loose change, there's arcade games there. And so they would take all the kids in the neighborhood to play video games and find the quarters. And so we're like, yeah, this is amazing. And my parents are like, no.
Yeah, okay, now this part sounding like it's
you're not, the real out. You're not skipping church
to go to the bar.
To a pub as a 10-year-old. And so crossed my mind anything wrong with it at all. Even in my conservative Christian home, I'm like, we've missed church before for camping or whatever. It
sounds completely out of character for your upbringing.
Yeah, so I basically begged. And they're like, one time.
Let me go to the pub at 10 years old one time. Sunday morning.
You can go this Sunday. So, yeah, sure enough, we went, and it was like a treasure hunt. Like, I'm sure it's not the case anymore because nobody carries around change and cash as much, but sitting in the booths and reaching into the cushions, just handfuls of change.
What?
And it was like, oh, look at all this. And so I'm like, I'm going to find the most because there's video games scattered around the pub. And so then they're like, okay, everybody bring your change. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. I'm one of the older kids. We're going to split it evenly. All right, so put all this change in the middle of the table. This is so great. And then hands each of us two quarters.
No. And
I'm like, what? Like, we just found, I mean, it was probably $20 worth of change.
What?
And they gave us each 50 cents to go play video games before we left. And I'm like, I don't even care if I come back again.
Yeah.
I never fought for that field trip again because I'm like,
maybe that's
two quarters.
That sounds, maybe your dad said, okay, after they find all this stuff,
yeah, maybe
make sure he never wants to go back there. Wow.
Okay. Anyway, so we got through our video games. They gave us each a pint and
okay.
We were happy as sandboys. Sounds like something, Oh, man, what's his name? Yeah, see? That's the ticket.
Oh,
John
Lovitz.
Happy as a sand boy sounds like something he would say. I'm happy as a sand boy, see?
That's awesome.
Anyway.
Okay, so I have something to kind of take us home over these next few minutes. And this whole as blank as an X.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be great if we could just have a
random. It's funny you said blank as an X, not blank as a blank.
As blank as a blank. Well, the X is something that I want to fill in.
This is algebraic.
Look up a random noun generator. And then see if we can make up some interesting ones on the spot.
Is that a thing? Random noun generator? Look at that. It's a thing.
Random noun generator?
You brought her.
You brought her. You random noun generator.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So what do we... Okay. So it's okay. Let's not do that one.
Okay.
Just because it says sister and it's going to be weird. Okay. So you're going to press the generate random noun.
Now or when you give me a blank?
Okay. Well, no. It's... we're going to fill in the blank.
Okay. Got it.
And then as a whatever noun. Okay, so give us a new one.
All right.
Let's give us a new one.
Okay.
Okay. So as blank as a currency. As foreign.
Oh, we got to come up with the first word.
Yes.
Oh, well, shouldn't we also have a random adjective generator?
No.
Then we don't have to think about anything.
We are the random adjective generator.
Currency is a terrible one. Let's do another one.
Okay.
Okay, as blank as a person. That's boring, too.
Okay, isn't it? Well, it's random.
As individual as a person. As random as a person. As loving as a person.
As different as a person.
As evil as a person.
Oh, that's what that hurts.
Okay, how about this one? As blank as a video.
Video. Illegitimate children. Play along. As blank as a video.
As
short.
Short as a video?
Short as a video. As.
As annoying as a video. As useful as a video.
As useful as a video? Wow.
As extinct as a video.
Tape. So you're going back to like Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Okay. As entertaining as a video? There's nothing there. That's up to the next one. See what we got here. Okay. Illegitimate children.
As blank as a concept. Is that, as.
It's hard.
As broad as a concept.
As unidentified as a concept?
As unique as you, as, okay, next.
Okay.
Whoops.
The legitimate children.
Hat. As blank as a hat. Where's my hat? I forgot to wear my hat this week.
Perfect.
Oh, as missing as a hat.
As covering as a hat.
As high as a hat.
As round as a hat.
As a top as a hat.
Okay, sure.
Okay, next one. As... Oh, that's terrible. As actually, we could do that. Procedure. As painful as a procedure. As uncomfortable as a procedure.
As valuable as a procedure.
Huh.
As enjoyable as a procedure. That's it.
As enjoyable. Okay, tennis.
That's about as enjoyable blank, as a procedure.
We can't. You can't do ah. So as blank as tennis.
As blank as tennis. As exciting as tennis.
As loving as tennis. Because love.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm following you. Tennis. The legitimate children. Help us out here.
As
back and forth as tennis.
Okay, there you go.
Was that the winner?
That's the winner. Next one, chemistry. As blank as chemistry. As explosive as chemistry.
It's coming out of my mouth. Good one. We're on the same wavelength.
Okay, next one. Message. As blank as a message.
As interesting.
As a message.
As a message. As short as a
message. As short as a message. As.
Bottled.
Oh.
As bottled as a message.
That's good. Okay, next one. Roll. I don't get it. Disaster. As clean as a disaster.
Whoa. So we're just going back immediately. I like. You're just throwing in, like, opposites.
Yeah, well, because it's you would say it sarcastically. Oh, my kid's as clean as a disaster.
Right.
As peaceful as a disaster. Okay, next.
Insured.
Transportation. Did we have that one?
I don't think so.
Audience. As blank as an audience.
Let's finish with this one. As supportive. As supportive as an audience.
as
engaged as an audience.
Okay.
As interactive as an audience. As
I'm blanking out on this one.
How about where they're just like as like few, like as like, but there's no audience. As
we can't
blank out
can't
on the last
end on that one. Gate as blank as a gate.
I don't know if I've told that story, but dumb as a gate.
Yeah, what, it's ringing a bell. What is that again?
It's my brother-in-law, and the guy was trying to get the card reader to open the gate.
Oh yeah,
my brother-in-law was trying to open a gate. It's like it doesn't work, and the guy's like, "I got to be smarter than a gate, you know, to open this thing, you know, and to try and swipe it." And the guy swipes it, and the gate doesn't open. He's like, "Well, guess you're not smarter than a gate.
You're dumb as a gate.
Dumb as a gate."
You swing like a gate. Swing it.
Wow, that's weird. You swing like a gate, baby. Yeah, it's freedom. Anyway, well, we are heading into the home stretch here.
Wow,
we've these idioms as happy as a sandboy, as something as a like. Do they just look for the noun and then make one till it lands?
I don't think there's any planning. Like maybe we should come back to happy as a clam one day, because why clam?
Because they look like they're smiling.
Is that why? Is that actually why? I especially liked your smile that followed, because it looks like they're smiling.
Because it looks.
Okay.
Sometimes. Oh,
yeah.
No, because okay. When you say happy as a clam, that's not the whole phrase.
What are you talking about?
So the whole phrase is happy as a clam at high tide.
Actually?
Yeah. Is it high tide?
Have we done this one before?
No, because it's at high tide. Because when I was like happy as a sandboy. And
why are we doing happy as a sandboy when we could have done happy as a clam at high tide?
Well, no one uses the at high tide part. So it could be at high tide is when...
It just keeps getting short, and pretty soon it's going to be happy as a cla.
they're not able to be attacked at high tide because they're in the sand.
Except
and that's
by people.
Thing. Right, so that they're like as safe as they're ever going to be at high tide.
Huh.
So it's happy as a clam at high tide.
Oh, high tide. Oh, got it.
We choose happy as a clam. Anyways. I like the smiling one better.
Because
they actually look like they're smiling. Like they have this wraparound Muppet smile.
Fair enough. Anyway. Like until you demoed it, I didn't.
Okay, so anyways, we should wrap this lunacy up.
Oh, my pleasure.
Where are we at +4?
Yeah, minus.
Okay.
All right. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. Requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So, for example, last week when we did Get It Out of Your System, we left you with this little doozy of a riddling. This small-sized magazine found in doctor's offices is how and where your food nourishes you.
I'm going to go with Reader's Digestive System.
That is correct. It's not Reader's Digest. It's not Digestive System. Although it's a great system. It really is.
Some of the best systems.
Some of the best systems. I wish I could do it.
I wouldn't say that, but some people do.
The correct answer would be right. Reader's Digestive System, and that's how you play Riddlink.
Well, here we go. I've got a couple of these ready for...
How about you do one, okay. Then I'll do one, then you do one, and we'll leave one hanging for everybody else.
That
there.
Sounds good. That way everyone has a chance.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. I like this one.
Okay, go.
Some of the best.
Some of the best. Is the best Riddlink? Not everybody says that. I say that.
Fragile warning on a box that's risen.
Say it again.
Fragile warning... on a box, so fragile warning on a box that's risen.
Okay, I'm gonna. Is it handle with charismatic? Handle with charisma?
Handle with charisma.
Okay.
Good for you.
Like, has to be Riz. All right, I got one. Gleeful like a beach lad, such as Batman's partner. Gleeful like a beach lad, such as Batman's partner.
I'm gonna go with. Happy as a sad boy wonder.
That's right.
Okay, good. Alrighty, here I've got my second one.
Gleeful like a beach lad. I'm
please,
pretty proud of that.
Please like a bivalve mollusk. with Sherry Lewis's sheep puppet.
Oh, okay. Do it again.
Pleased like a bivalved mollusk with Sherry Lewis's sheep puppet.
Happy as a clam chops. Is it?
Yeah.
I was like, lamb chops, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wasn't sure you would know who Sherry Lewis was.
Absolutely. I know it predates both of us, but still, there's enough references to her.
That's good.
Okay, I got one more. I think it's an easy one.
Okay.
But we'll leave a dangling out there for everybody to play along at home.
Illegitimate children, we would love to hear from you. Drop us a message on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com. Or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Beauty. All right, here it is. Bobby McFerrin is known for so much more than this, but he's jolly like Brian Wilson.
Nice.
Yeah.
One more time.
Bobby McFerrin is known for so much more than this, but he's jolly like Brian Wilson.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
That might go the wrong way with the answer. I should have said beach lad again.
Okay.
But jolly like a beach lad.
Okay.
I just wanted to use a beach boy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
A beach lad.
Beach lad.
We get it. We know where you're going. Well, it was fun putting today's episode.
Was it?
Hope your Easter was amazing. He is risen. I'm Skinny.
He is riz indeed. I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idiots.
It seems like it's not lined up. Let's see what happens here.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, man. Is it? Is it?
You know what? Regardless of how it unfolds. Be as a sun boy.
Last 3 minutes gone.